Welcome back. Hour three. Want to thank our friends at Deltic Timber again for making Wally Hall's appearance possible today. We enjoyed Wally today. Justin Akery, Matt Stell, Matty T, now joined in the studio by Ian Beard, who is with Stone's Throw Brewery, which is not quite a stone's throw from here, unless you got an awesome arm.
Unless you're Ryan Mallett.
But it's not far. He threw a football over a mountain once, didn't he?
That's what I heard.
Right before he cussed out an official for a terrible call in the end zone.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we'll talk a little bit about, because everybody is still talking about the most horrific call in Monday Night Football history.
Ever.
Yeah. I could have drank every bit of beer at Stone's Throw the other night, and I still would have seen that was a horrible call.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. So before we get into our entertainment report, let's get into this, because I'm sure Ian has better things to do than sit here and look at us talk about stuff going on in the world of entertainment.
Y'all are awfully pretty. I mean,
thank you. Appreciate that.
We get that a lot.
Most guests. I'm surprised you're on radio.
Yeah.
Most guests say that and then bring gifts.
That was on TV this morning.
Yeah.
Ian, your last name is Beard, or did you change it to fit the facial hair?
No, I just grew the beard to fit the name. Yeah,
it's awesome. Yeah. You have a good-looking beard.
So tell me about Brewers. That's a Brewer's beard right there.
Yeah, I've ever seen one. It's true. Yeah.
So Stone's Throw is it's one of those things where it's you're gonna have to make the effort to get in there and get it, but it's certainly worth it, I assume. I haven't had a chance to taste it yet, but I did see a thing in AY. This is what got me thinking about this. About there are some new places, and I think people are familiar with some of the beer that has been brewed in the state of Arkansas, but it seems to be that there's a bit of a growing trend here and a lot of home brewers, but a little more formalized production going on around the state.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The brewing industry across the country is really booming. They're adding like a thousand new craft breweries a year, and Arkansas is riding that wave as well. 2-3 years ago, you could have counted the breweries in Arkansas on one hand. Diamond Bear, Vino's, Bosco's, Hog House up in Fayetteville, and that was it. And now there is a solid, I think, dozen that are currently in production. There's probably as many that are in the works. Where we've added in Little Rock, there's also Refined Ale, which came on a couple years ago, and then Flyway Brewing just opened up, and there's two or three more that are in the works in Little Rock right now. Fayetteville's just been booming.
Mm-hmm.
So they went from one to, like, I think six or seven now. Wow. And so many that if you go up to, like, the Fayetteville Visitor Center, they'll actually give you a Ale Trail passport.
Xanadu.
Yeah. I know, right? we need to talk to Parks and Tourism, get them to do one for the whole state.
That's
so
what
we
I'm saying.
A little left out, but yeah, they did a good job with that.
I see a Little Rock Tours event coming up here in the near future.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about the ones in Little Rock, too, is that right now, they're all pretty close to one another. They're all downtown, and we've had people like do the crawl on foot from every brewery, do a Diamond Bear, Vino's, Stone's Throw, and then Bosco's, and some of them throw in Rocktown Distillery, too. And I mean, you can do that all on an easy bike ride or a nice walk.
The Bicycle Beer Brigade. Can you see it? We get a collection of folks together.
Yeah. We go rent us a bunch of bikes with big baskets on the front.
Yeah.
And we can tote what we can't drink.
That's right. You know, I've seen it was one of our original concepts, and we might still do it. Some breweries deliver their kegs on bicycles. So you could have like a keg on
bicycle. Like a rickshaw? Like a keg rickshaw?
Like a keg rickshaw. That's exactly right.
Just put it in his lap and bicycle his 10 right, speed and trace the place.
I just kind of hold it out with one hand.
You're
and
strong.
Then I'll be on the phone on my other. I don't have to use handlebars.
Growing up and working in a restaurant that had keg beer, it was always extreme. It's like, kegs out. I'm like, sweet. Luckily, the kegs are downstairs, and I have to bring it up a flight of stairs. That'll be awesome fun.
Kegs weigh
Can
roughly,
I do it?
A keg weighs roughly, and correct me if I'm wrong here, a keg weighs roughly 600 pounds.
I think that's correct. Yeah, yeah. I think that's correct.
And it's also...
I don't get into weights and measures, really, but
I'm not a numbers guy.
It's 613 pounds, and it's awkward with the sloshing factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have the slosh factor.
Yeah.
Ill poorly ergonomically placed handles.
Yeah, the S factor is approximately 74%, and it's 613 pounds.
And you have to be real gentle, I mean, because otherwise you're going to get foamy beer. You have to wear slippers when you move kegs, and really kind of caress them to make sure they're calm the whole trip. I mean, it's important, yeah.
That's right.
So you obviously have a passion for beer brewing, you and your three partners, but when does that become a, hey, let's open a brewery? How do you get from there to there?
Walk us through that one.
It's a great question, and I'm still
another great question.
I should go out on a high note.
That's right.
A barrage of great questions.
I'm assuming there was a long series of conversations, mostly over beer, probably about the beer.
Usually over beer, yeah. It's funny, while we were still like putting this together, you know, the managers from the saucer would come up and was like, well, when you do decide, we'll put you on tap. And so that's one of the reasons that that they're going to be our first account, is because, you know, we had a lot of our meetings there, and they're always supportive and helpful. We're all homebrewers. We've all been homebrewing for a decade or more. So that's how we know each other, is through the Central Arkansas Fermenters, which is a local homebrew club. And I don't know, you know, I like to say every time that you make a batch of beer that's actually good, that you're, you know, proud of, you share your friends, it's like, man, I wonder if I could do this professionally, you know? I wonder if I could open up a brewery. And usually it's
that's
just
how I got into radio. I'm like, I can talk. I wonder if somebody would pay me for this.
Exactly. So, it's the same thing. I can brew beer. I wonder if somebody can pay us for this. And so it took some conversation, some wiggling around. A year ago, like the lease, we just renewed our lease on our building. We rented the building at Rockin' 9th Street, did most of the renovations ourselves, and got that ready and opened up August 1st. So, but it's just kind of, as I said, it's a daydream or a pipe dream, depending on your perspective, for every home brewer.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out which one it is for us. So.
How big a batch will you make at one time?
Yeah, it's a 3-barrel system. So that's a roughly 100 gallons, of beer is what we make every time that, that we brew. We've got 4 fermenters, or these big stainless steel conical tanks that are like centrally heated and cooled. They're pretty fancy and really expensive. And we've got 4 of those that hold 3 barrels each. So we can be essentially making, fermenting 3 beers simultaneously. And then back in our back cooler, we've got 2 more tanks that are the same size that we carbonate in.
Okay.
So if we were at full capacity, we would have 6 beers in tanks at one time.
Okay.
So
how long from start to finish for? I'm sure different beers take different amounts of time.
The 8 recipes that we've been rotating so far have all been ales. They use either a German Hefeweizen yeast, which is known for its kind of banana enclosed. You can get a German wheat beer like that. A Belgian yeast, which has a little more kind of funkiness to it, and then just a dry English yeast, which is your typical pale ale and stout yeast. And all of those, roughly from start to finish, take about 3 weeks. We brew, we pitch the yeast, it ferments for about a week, it lagers at cold conditions for about a week, and then it carbonates for about a week.
Okay.
And usually we're on a schedule that usually we have a new beer that comes on tap every Friday. And
all right.
So, and that'll be, sometimes it's the same recipe that's gone off the wall, comes back on again. But now that we just added 2 more fermenters, so now we also have some new recipes that we're starting to mess with.
We're talking to Ian Beard from Stone's Throw Brewery. If you're just tuning in, you guys are at 9th and Rock, and it is not something you can take home with you. It's something you got to come and check out for yourself for now. Eventually going to be in the Flying Saucer, not too far down the road here, and hopefully other locations in the not-too-distant future.
That's
also
right. Yeah, we have a tap room that you can come and have a pint with at us, but we'll also fill a jug of beer to go whenever we're open. And special.
Is it a BYOJ?
BYOJ.
Bring your own jug?
No, we will sell you a jug.
Perfect.
But it is BYOF if you want to bring some food. We don't have a kitchen. We got some snacks. And we almost always have a food truck set up when the bar's open. Great stuff. Waffle Wagon, Southern Gourmetian, Black Hound Barbecue.
So you need to do the Belgian with the Waffle Wagon.
That's
because
right.
Those two are
it's pretty
go
good.
Together
yeah,
nicely.
They always come on Sunday at noon, so they're like beer brunch. It's pretty fantastic, yeah.
Be good.
And you can get that stuff to go, too. If you want to get waffles and a jug of beer to go, you're more than welcome to. We, you know, we won't cry about it.
Boom. So, I love all that.
Yeah, I tell you what,
not
now.
Bad.
So this is, you guys are open Thursday and Friday, rather, 4 to 9.
Yep.
Saturday, 12 to 9, including this Saturday on game day.
That's right.
All right.
And frankly, if
it's cold and wet, come and join us.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, frankly, by noon, with the game kicking at 11:21, I'm going to be ready for a beer.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, 12 to 6. So,
that's right. And we sell on Sundays. We sell beer to go on Sundays.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's a unique deal.
Yeah. It's something that the native brewers have. It's a special exemption because the Sunday sales are local laws.
Yeah.
So since it's a state license, they say, hey, you make it, you can. So the winery's got the same thing, and so does the distillery.
Yes.
So
with all due respect, though, in this case, I actually want to buy beer on Sunday. I don't necessarily want to buy Arkansas wine on Sunday, in most cases. So that's a unique deal. You're sitting around with your buddies going, man. It's a great game coming up here. I really wish we had some beer, but we don't. Yeah. I have an idea.
Go on down to 9th and Rock.
That's right. Or you drank all that beer that you had saved for Sunday the night before.
So if I clean up, can I bring my jug back?
Yeah, yeah. Jugs are reusable. We'll sell you a jug, rinse it out, bring it back every time. We got glass ones. We also have that. They're kind of fun. People kind of give them an eyebrow when they see them. But we've got, they're literally milk jugs, right? Plastic milk jugs. And we got those so you can take them on the lake. You can take them, you know, canoeing. See? You can take them anywhere you want to. Because the glass jugs, you're not supposed to take on the water in Arkansas, right?
Oh, okay.
And so these are your, you can reuse them. You can rinse them out and reuse them, but we sell them for cheaper. So if you just pop them in the recycling bin, then it's no big deal.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I'd much rather have a beer mustache than a milk mustache anyway.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, that's good.
I tell you what. I feel like you're preaching to me over here. You said a lot of things. You said a lot of things I'm happy about.
So what's on tap this week? Like, if we come down tomorrow, what are you going to have?
Yeah, we're going to open up tomorrow at 4. We always do trivia on Thursday nights. It's always Arkansas-themed trivia. And there's almost always some sports questions in there. So you can come on and do that.
For prizes or bragging rights?
Prizes. Get a gift certificate to help pay off your tab. Bragging rights also is important.
Sounds like a date night coming up soon.
Hey, you know,
if you're asking?
My wife, I meant.
Oh.
But you can come along. Hey, third wheel, you want to go?
You know, if you want to, we can set it up. If you want to do an all Arkansas sports trivia night at the brewery, we'll hook you up with that.
And
have a fun time with that.
Yeah. What's your human capacity?
We can seat comfortably 30. We can hold standing up and spill over to the 7,000? Production area about 7,000. Yeah, I'd say that we'd probably have to open up the second bathroom.
Do you have a courtyard where I can put a bunch of losers? I mean,
we do not. We do, but the food trucks are usually there.
Okay.
So
what's standing room? 50?
Yeah, easily. I mean, we usually have, like, on a busy trivia night, we'll have 40, 50 people just in our taproom area. And then if we get busy, we open up into the production space, and there's a lot of floor room in there where we actually brew the beer.
What if I wanted to have a gathering of, say, 30 to 40 people on a Wednesday? Would you be willing to open up there?
Yeah, we rent, yeah.
It can be had?
We'll rent the taproom out. It'll be, yeah.
See?
you can have your, I mean, it's a nice little, the bar area itself usually seats about 30. We just started doing private events, private rentals for the holiday season. Anybody wants to, we'll give you a bartender and we'll pour you beer. You can bring your own food, and it's a pretty good time.
That's awesome.
So, That's a great time. Because what I like to do is invite a lot of people, but then just sort of be in a clique with the ones that I really want to spend time with.
Yeah.
So I need a lot of floor space to have, you know, the plebeians, and then, of course, where I want to be.
So you can be at the bar with your real friends, and they can set the tables that are off
perfect.
Somewhere else.
Perfect.
Yeah. If you have not figured out a way to let that person in your life that you can't stand know that you can't stand them, it's great to invite them to a private event, a very small, intimate thing, and then stand over to the side and never talk to them. So when they leave, they go, dude, he really hates me.
That's right.
Yeah. And if you want, like, if you get assigned seating, like at a wedding or something like that, you can put them back in the back where we brew the beer.
Perfect. What if I could just go sit back there by myself?
They could be completely separate. Yeah. Well, you could do that, too, if you want to let everybody know.
Are there any
know.
Velvet ropes? Is it BYOVR?
Yes, it is.
I like to make it even clearer than that. I like to put signs in the middle of the table and be like, cool guys,
right.
Real cool guys. Jagoff's over here, and then you put that guy at that table, and he knows for sure.
People my wife made me invite.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
That's everybody but me and her mostly.
Yeah, but and when I said, you know, friends, I pretty much mean I'm going to sit at the bar where everybody else clicks up around me and just kind of be like, hey, they look like they're having fun, so I'm going to have fun. Two degrees away. And I'd love to do that at 9th and Rock at the Stones Throw Brewing. That sounds fantastic.
Boy, I think you just got yourself your first ad lib. Thursday and Friday, 4 to 9. Saturday, 12 to 9. Sunday, 12 to 6. We support local brewers. We're big fans, and we appreciate you coming by, Ian.
Thank you.
And I look forward to tasting your product in the near future.
I look forward to pouring you one.
StonesThrowBeer.com.
There you go, Maddie. Dynamite drop-in.
Excellent. Yeah,
it's really paying off.
And you can find all of our social media there as well.
What are you on Facebook,
Twitter, and Instagram.
You guys tweeted me this morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on.
We're Stones Throw Brew on Twitter, and we're Stones Throw Brewing on Facebook and Instagram.
I just got a recommendation by a friend of mine who says you guys do a great job, and it's a guy who works in the industry, so he would know.
Excellent.
There you go.
Always like compliments.
Well, brother, we look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks for coming up, and we'll get in to see you soon.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
We need to do a...